让我们念般若波罗蜜多心经这本比较薄的册子。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨多依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝波罗伽帝波罗僧伽帝菩提树。Let's recite the foundation of all good qualities. 功德本颂。唯愿加持令我先善见，与诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇生，难得有意然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所吹灭，并觉却知黑白叶诸果，事后跟从犹如影随行，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法局。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌住，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心念所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却与三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭与诸妄境之调举，并解如理视察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我与共道，修成法器随即即入利入诸乘中最殊胜金刚乘，彼具善缘众生正精度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净是言机律仪，乃是成就恶息地之本，宁可不顾生命速后之。于是加持令我先通达续部经要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善之事， 如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并与地道功德圆满后，迅速证得金刚持果位。
do short meditation as usual. So, first try to sit down, you know, or in comfortable posture. So then, keep your back straight. You know, then you look your body, you know, throughout your body. Wherever tight, then try to relax. You know, few minutes do that.
来，让我们先进行一个简短的观修，让我们以舒适的姿态坐在坐垫上或椅子上，然后把我们的背挺直，观察我们的身体，让我们的身体放松。如果我们的身体有紧绷的地方，可以让它放松，放松，让我们观修几分钟。
To the breathing meditation. So breathe in and out. You know that calm as one. So do 9 times like that. Gently breathe in, out. And then mentally count, that's the one. Like that, you do 9 times. Okay, then after that, again we do another 9 times. Then again we do another 9 times. So we do that 3 times, okay? So 8 days, focus your mind on the breath. You know, try to bring your mind in the present. And not distracting your mind.
让我们来进行观息法，把注意力放在我们的呼吸上。当我们吸气和呼气出来，就算作一下。把注意力放在呼吸上，这样算九次，然后再算九次，然后再九次，一共做三个九次。那么重点就是把我们的注意力带到当下，放在安住在我们的呼吸上，把注意力带到当下。
Okay, so we do three times like that. Okay, yeah.
让我们做三个九次这样的数息法。
Okay, so this is the breathing meditation. Then after that, you can visualize Buddha Shakyamuni in front of you. Try to visualize like lively Buddha, you know, just in front of you, you know, clear as possible. Try your best to visualize.
好，现在让我们观想释迦牟尼佛就在我们面前。观想一个真实活生生的释迦牟尼佛就在我们的前方，尽我们的能力把它观想得越仔细越好，越清楚越好。
Sodang Sui recited Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, so then that time the visualize light rays or nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni into yourself and other sentient beings, then purified all our negative karma or suffering, whatever we have, so feel that totally purified, you know, from the nectar and light into your body, then purified.
好，让我们来念诵释迦牟尼佛的佛号。当我们念诵释迦牟尼佛的心咒的时候，你可以观想从释迦牟尼佛的身上放出光芒和甘露，照在我们和一切众生的身上，净化我们和一切众生所有的恶业痛苦。当我们念他的心咒的时候，我们可以这样的观想，释迦牟尼佛身上放出光芒的甘露，净化了我们和一切众生所有的恶业。
嗡达雅达
都已经消除，我们身上都充满了喜悦。
So this simple meditation is really important, you know, in your daily life to practice. You know, firstly, of course, just try to sit, breathe, you know, focus your mind there. So try to calm down your mind. You know, that's the first thing to do. Yeah.
这样的观修法其实是非常重要的。我们每天做这样的观修，比如说观呼吸，可以帮助我们，让我们平静下来。
Okay, then next one, Visualize Buddha Shakyamuni like that. Then recite mantra, then purify like that. You know.
当我们念释迦牟尼佛的心咒的时候，我们可以净化我们的恶业。
So this is very helpful, you know, how effective, how you do, and depend on that, you know, just visualize, you know, how much you clearly, how to say, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, clear as possible, so then, that's the one very important part. So whenever you visualize, whenever you think, you know, then,You create the merit, you know.
我们观想释迦牟尼佛越清楚的话，我们就能够越能够净化我们的恶业，这是非常重要的。当我们必须有这样的信心，把释迦牟尼佛观想得越清楚越好。
So. Then of course, then do the purification practice, you know. So then, so whatever we have problem, sickness or stress or any negative karma that you remember, you know, think clearly that. Then visualize the nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni, enter. Then is all your body in filled with the nectar. Then all this negative emotion.Physical pain, whatever negative karma we create it, whatever remember, think that is totally purified. You know, doesn't exist with you anymore. You know, just totally live like that. You know, try to visualize clear as possible like that. So this is very, very helpful, you know, to peace your mind, also able to purify the negative karma.
当然这样观想也可以净除我们的恶业，我们要观想光和甘露从释迦牟尼佛的身上照入我们的心，净化我们的恶业。我们要有这样的信心，当我们观想得越清楚，我们的恶业就会净化得更快，更有效的净化。
OK 啊，他看着苦给的那他okay, 啊，好，观察到。Okay, so I mean, so here also foundation of good quality. This life is as impermanent as water bubble.Then remember how quickly it decay and the death comes. You know? So these two sentences is extremely important to remind ourselves. You know? You don't remind oneself this, that it's difficult to practice Dharma. You know? So these two sentences is extremely powerful. You know?
在功德本颂里的这两句话，这第三段，这两句话说唯愿加持令我先念时，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫。这两句话是非常重要的。如果我们不能意念这两句话的话，我们其实没有办法好好的学佛。
Okay, so because we don't practice, normally we're not so much interest.Into practice Dharma, you know, our mind is not into there, you know, So when you look deeply, then because of this, you know, not remembering, you know, your life is impermanent. Believing your life is permanent, you know, can live long time like that. Because of that, then we're not able to practice Dharma.
为什么说我们不能念念这两句话就不能学佛呢？这是因为我们的心其实都不习惯去想关于来世的事，我们都很习惯这一生的快乐而已。当我们觉得我们可以活很久，我们没有念死无常，我们反而觉得我们可以活得长命百岁，这样的话其实是很难去学习佛法的。
So like that, so in reality, you know, I mean, we do believe that, you know, our life will be long like that, but in reality, there's no guarantee at all, you know, how long we live, whether another 1 year, another 10 years, or another 1 month, you know, 1 week, we never know, you know, we can't guarantee, you know. So,Death can come anytime, like that.
我们常常觉得我们会活很久，长命百岁，但是其实这不是一个确定的事，因为我们不能肯定我们是否能够活多一年，还是一个月，还是一个星期，甚至是明天我们还活着吗？这都是我们不能确定的事。
Some echo sound? No.
Echo.
Some echo. You fix?
Hello. 听得到吗？比较清楚吗？ Is it
clear? Okay, the sound system okay for you to hear?
可以听得清楚吗？ Okay.
可以。可以，不可以。可以啊，可以不可以？OK， 哦、，better look like 。What she say？
death，time of death is uncertain， she said。
Correct。
对呀、
啊。对了。对了，In reality is like that, but we don't think that, you know. We think something. We never think that, you know, death comes tomorrow, you know.
这是事实，死无定期是事实，但是我们从来都不会想，我们会觉得哦，我们应该不会那么快死。
Yeah. So like that. So these two sentences are important, you know, always reminding oneself, you know. So whole point is that we don't remind that, then we don't practice. We all delay, lazy, delay like that. So only then really last minute, you know, then somebody say, oh, or doctor say,You're going to die after 1 week. Only that time you wake up. You know, then you try to do something. That time is not much time. We don't have much time that time, you know. Because worry, fears come. Then whatever your practice also difficult, you know.
所以这两句是非常重要的。它提醒我们要念死无常，不然的话当我们觉得我们不会死，我们就不会进行任何的修行，一直到有一天突然间医生告诉我们说，哦，你只有一个星期的寿命的时候，那时候就有一点太迟了，因为我们会很紧张，我们想要做任何的修行也很困难。
So like that, then the continuation center, sentence. So death will come. So everyone know that death will come. Also those death is what? Time of death is uncertain. We know that. So then after the death, whether you disappear in nothingness or something will happen, something will continue. So that's the big question. So according to Buddhism, of course, after the death, then just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow like that.
Okay, 接下来的两句也是很重要的。 他告诉我们死后会发生什么事，那当我们死后到底会怎么样呢？是什么都没有了吗？还是还有继续下去的事？那么这两句话就说，迅速即为死魔所摧灭，并且确知黑白业诸果。So,
so this is very important. Again, two sentence. And after the death, okay, you have the continuation, not the body, your continuation of the mind will go with the whatever karma you accumulate, white and black karma you accumulate, will go together to the next journey, you know, to the next life.
所以这两句话很重要，他说我们死后，我们的黑白业会跟着我们到下一世去，我们会把我们的身体留下。 但是我们的心绪会持续，和我们的黑白业会投身到下一世去。
So, also, I mean, the Buddha also given many different examples there, you know, like you have the medicine plant and the poison plant, yeah, then each plant have different bear different fruit, you know. The poison plant, grow the poison. The medicine plant, grow the medicine, yeah. So that example Buddha gave. So similarly, you know, so when you create virtuous karma, the result will be the happiness. So then you create negative karma, the result of that is suffering, you know.
那么佛陀给的例子就好像两种植物一样，一种是有毒的植物，一种是中药药材的植物。那么有毒的植物就只会长出有毒的果实，它就会带给我们痛苦。那么 中药的植物长出来的果实就可以医治我们。那么同样的道理，当我们造作善业的时候，我们所享受的果实就是快乐的果实，但是当我们造作恶业的时候，我们的结果就是痛苦。
So similarly, so like that, you have poison plant that cannot produce the medicine, you know. So similarly, the medicine plant cannot produce the poisons. So not possible. Those same to the like, when the virtuous karma cannot produce the unhappiness, you know, then the negative karma cannot produce the happiness. So exactly like that, Buddha said.
那么佛陀也说， 有毒的植物是长不出药材的果实，那么药材的植物也长不出有毒的果实。同样的，我们的善业不会结出痛苦的果实，那么我们的恶业也不会带给我们快乐的果实。
So this is extremely important to recognize, to understand, you know. Life is impermanent. After the life, then what will go to the next life? What will decide? whether good rebirth or bad rebirth, all decided by the white karma and the black karma will decide what kind of rebirth you will take, you know.
所以这是很重要的。当我们死亡后，并不代表什么都没有，而我们的心绪还会持续下去。那么我们的下一世会是一个快乐还是痛苦的投生呢？那就是由我们的业力所决定的。我们的善业就会带我们投生到善去，而恶业就会带我们投生到痛苦的地方去。
说、So that's why I'm talking the last class, you know, what's called So I'm talking last class, you know, how to, what's called, talk about the power of the white seed. I'm talking about that, power of the white seed. So, you must create virtuous karma, you know, in every way, you know, much as possible. When we have opportunity, the creating virtuous karma much as possible in every angle, you know, is important. So that is the power of the white seed, mean that, you know, keep positive imprint, the virtuous imprint in your mind much as possible.
这就是我们上一堂课所说的白子力或者善种力。那么这就是说我们要随时随地都要尽量造善业，在我们的意识里留下善的种子，尽量何时何处都留下这个正面善的力量。
OK, so whichever, you know, whichever you can, you know, so like giving charity, making offering, or any kind of virtuous action,You know, you can do even big, small, you know. Try to do much as possible. So that means you leave positive imprint in your mind.
不管是大的还是小的善业，比如说布施等，尽我们能力，能做多少就尽量做多少的善业，不要去计较大小，尽量做越多越好。
So you live your life like that, you know, creating virtues all the time, you know. So because life is impermanent, remembering that, you know, you cannot wait, you know, to create the merit. So time of death is uncertain, so therefore you cannot wait to create the merit. So whenever you have opportunity, you know, create virtues as much as possible. So advise that.
所以我们要趁我们来活着的时候尽量去造善业，因为我们死无定期，我们不可以拖延说哦，以后迟一点才造善业，我们不懂我们什么时候会死啊，所以趁现在当我们活着的时候尽我们的能力尽量去造越多的善业越好，不可以懒惰。
So also like that, then also mentioned the last class said, so time of the deathWhen the death, near the death, you know you're going to die. Also, so near the time also important, you know. Practice of the power of the white seed also extremely important. Time of the death, you know.
当然上一堂课也说了，这个白子力、善种力在我们临终的时候也是很重要的。我们临终时候更加要好好的去修习这个白子力。
OK, so here, you know, time of the death, you know you're going to die, you know, today or tomorrow. If you know that, that's extremely important, so that's the most important, you know, not to attach.The advice not to attach any possession, include your body, relative, whatever we have, you know, include your body, not to attach. It's very important, you know. So must practice how to let go, you know, not hold on the object, not hold on the body, not holding on the relative possession, you know. So letting go like that is important. So here again, of course, creating the marriage, you know. Anyway, you're going to die, so then make sure all this become beneficial to other sentient beings, you know, do something, you know. So advise that.
还有很重要的就是我们一定要学会放下执着，放下对我们的财物、我们的亲朋戚友，甚至我们身体的执着，因为我们死后这些都带不走，所以我们要趁现在还可以的时候，用它们来利益众生，不可以执着它们，不可以抓住我们的财物、我们的亲朋戚友、我们的身体。 我们要学会放下对这一些东西的执着，用它来利益一切众生。
Okay, so here also mentioned, Buddha mentioned, if you attach, you know, if you attach to the object, attach to your body, attach to your possession, you know, so much attach on that, then you die like that, then you don't have good rebirth. Buddha said like that. So there's a story about that. There's one monk, you know, he was so attached to his begging bowl. Then after the death, the monk died, so he takes rebirth, you know, of the snake inside the begging bowl. Buddha said, you know, inside the begging bowl, there's the snake. So this, because of the monk, too attached to his begging bowl. So Buddha said that.
那么佛陀有说过这样的例子，他说：当我们对我们的财物、我们的身体有执着的时候，我们就会投身到恶道。佛陀给的例子就是，以前有一位僧人，因为他对自己的钵，他的托钵的钵很执着，那么他死后呢，就变成一条蛇住在他的钵里面。So
so same thing. Also, there's another story. You know, someone too attached to their goals. You know, they have goals, so the person is too attached to the goal. Then after the die, then take rebirth. It's a snake. You know, quarreling the goal. You know, quarrel. I don't know. Huh? Quail. Goal here. The snake's what you call? Quail. Quail. Huh? Quail the goal. Like that, Buddha said.
那么还有另外一个例子，就是有一个人，他对他的黄金非常的执着，他死后呢，就变成一条毒蛇，缠在他的黄金那里，一直守护着他的黄金。So
this is important. You know, so then time of the death, you know, whatever you have, try to clean up. You know, go with a happy mind. Nothing holding on in your mind, so you could have happy mind. So that's the very important, you know. So whatever you have, clear up, then happily go like that. So then, so that's the Buddha mentioned, very important to good rebirth like that.
所以很重要的就是我们要学会放下我们的执着，现在就要把我们的执着 都清除掉，不要执着任何东西。这样的话，我们才能够有一个好的转世。这是佛陀所说的。So
then, also I mentioning last class, so power, what's called power of the prayer. So here, in daily life, whatever create the marriage, so then make a strong prayer or dedication. You know, so whatever great merit, make strong dedication. So, very important. Yeah, may this virtues become cause to practice, or develop my mind, or reduce my attachment, or you know. So, understanding Dharma, whatever you can dedicate, you know, in daily life after the practice, after creating virtues, immediately make a strong prayer. Dedicate. you know, whatever you wish. So this is very important also.
那么上一堂课也提到了祈愿力。当我们修行之后，修行禅修之后，我们要懂得怎么样回向，怎么样发愿，愿我们的修行可以成为道用，可以成为真上生决定胜。我们要常常这样去想，去回向，去祈愿说，愿我们所修行的一切都能够转为我们的道用。
So like that. So also same thing. Time of the death, you know that. You know you're going to die. Then clear up everything. Then whatever, you know, after that, whatever create the virtues, again making strong prayers important, you know. So by making this charity or offering, you know, whatever you have done, time of the death. So then again think that. And all this become oneself to have good rebirth or taking rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land, or taking good rebirth, you know, life to life, able to practice Dharma, or meeting the qualified Mahayana Gurus from life to life, and achieve enlightenment through that. So, making strong prayer, dedication, time to death, also is extremely important.
We can give our things to our friends, and then pray for愿我们所造的善业能够让我投身到阿弥陀佛的净土，或者能够继续修学佛法，这样子去发愿，这样我们才能有一个好的转世。
So like that, so, so, so.So again, there's another, what's called. So then you look in your daily life, you know, what really creates our problem, you know, all suffering, you know. Even we don't know suffering, but we experience so much suffering. You know, what you want, you don't get. What you really don't want, you get. This the nature of samsara is like that, you know. What you wish, you don't get. What you're not wishing,you will get that. This is called the samsara, you know.
我们也观察一下我们现在生活上有很多痛苦，那么是什么东西造成这些痛苦的呢？我们不要的东西常常就会来到我们面前，而我们想要得到的东西却一直都得不到，这个其实就是轮回的苦啊，轮回就是这样的。你不想要的东西就会来到你的面前，你想要的东西就总是离你很远。
OK, so what you wish we get, then no samsara at all, no?
所以我们应该希望我们不要轮回啊。
Correct? What you wish you get, then there's no samsara. That is pure land.
如果你想要就得到的话，那么你就不再轮回了，你就在净土了啊！因为净土里面你想什么就得什么。
Samsara don't have that, only pure land. You know, I mean, our pure land, they say whatever you wish, you get immediately. You know, but in our world in samsara, is opposite. Whatever you wish, you don't get. You don't wish, you get. You know.
那么轮回就是这样的啦。你想要的东西你就是总会得不到，你不想要的东西就一直来到，这个就是所谓的轮回。所以只有在净土我们才能够心想事成，我们想要什么就得到什么。
So here the point is when you look, you know, why you sufferYou know, so, I mean, basically the attachment, you know, because we just attach to the object, attach to their own body, you know, attached to the possession, or anyway, we're attached to something. So because of that, then we suffer. No? That one quite easy to understand. You know, you look deeply, or you suffer because of the attachment.
那么我们看一下，我们仔细观察一下，为什么我们会有痛苦呢？其实这都是我们的执着所引起的。我们对事物的执着，对身体的执着，对财物的执着，都带给我们很大的痛苦。那么因为有这些执着，所以我们才会一直在受苦。
So again, same thing. So basically, again, you look deeper down. Point is, attach yourself. You know, you're too attached to yourself. So that's the... Because of that, all the problem, all the suffering arises.
因为我们太过于执着于自我，这就是所有痛苦的根源。
So, when you are not attached to yourself, then the problem is less, you know, suffering is less, problem is less, you know.
当我们没有我执的时候，我们的我执很弱的时候，我们的痛苦就越少，我们的烦恼也越少。
So you look deeply, saw all that.You know, bigger the attachment, bigger the suffering, you know.
我们的执着越大，我们的痛苦就越大。
So therefore, so here, to understand that, you know, there's nothing to attach yourself and the object. You know, to understand that, there's nothing to attach in the yourself and the object, you know.
所以我们要了知，其实没有任何东西是值得我们去执着的。我们的财物、我们的身体都不应该去执着。
So like that, when you look deeply, you know, whatever object you attach yourself and other object, whatever you attach, you look deeply with your wisdom. So there's nothing, you know, you cannot find anything there to attach, you know, you look deeply.And you don't see any object there to attach, you know. And after there's nothing there to attach. You're able to see that. When you see that, then your attachment will be reduced, you know.
我们要用我们的智慧去深入的观察我们所执着的事物。到底我们所执着的东西在哪里呢？当我们用智慧深入去观察的时候，我们就会发现我们所执着的东西是不存在，是找不到的，是没有真实存在的。
So like that, so it's the talk about the, I don't know how you translate the power of the eradication. Yeah.
我们有提到说破斥力或者破除力啊。
Okay, I mean, so, so this is also important, you know, so to reduce that, you know, so idea is that to reduce the attachment with the wisdom, you know, so idea is that with the wisdom, you reduce the attachment. So when you reduce attachment, so your suffering will be reduced.
所以这是很重要的，我们要用我们的智慧去消除我们的执着。当我们的执着减少的时候，我们的痛苦也会减少。
So same thing, so time when the death come, I mean, near the death, so also important to apply that, you know, part of the eradication, you know, also important. So that means time of the death, you know, that's not to attach your body or possession, you know. So, you know, you look deeply, there's nothing, you know, nothing to attach, you know. So understand that and letting go the attachment.
所以当我们面临死亡的时候，这个破除力也是很重要的。我们要用智慧 去破除我们的执着，用我们的智慧去深入观察，发现我们所执着的东西其实是没有真实存在，是找不到的。这样的话，我们就可以消除我们的执着，那么我们死亡的时候也不会那么的痛苦。
说아어떻게 power of the humanity so that's the another power of the humanity so you know so whatever your practice such as meditation impermanent precious human rebirth you know loving kindness whatever you do that you know so creating marriage is one thing but again of course humanity of the practice is important in daily life you know whatever you practiceand familiarize, you know, really mixing with the heart. The practice mixing with the heart is important. So that's the power of the familiarity.
那么还有就是串习力，我们所修行的东西，慈悲心啊，还是暇满人生，这些修行都很好，但是我们要串习它，就是习惯它，把它融入到我们的心里，让它成为我们真正串习习惯去思维的事情，这样才能对我们有真正的帮助。
So like that, so like that, also same thing. You know, then you live your life like that. Then time of the death also same thing. You know, so you know you're going to die. Then meditate whatever you have practice in daily life.What kind of practice used to practice then time of death also then that go everything just think that practice or to try to practice you know think about that so that's the practice the power of the permanence you know you just think about that practice like that
如果我们每天都有这样修习去串习我们这种禅修的话那么到临终的时候我们也会很自然习惯的做这些修行那么它对我们死亡是很有帮助的。
So like that. So then, of course, another important is part of the intention. I mentioned last class. So, you know, having in daily life, of course, power, intention, the motivation is still important, you know. our life is like a water bubble.You know, as mentioned before, like water bubble. Any time, any moment can be disappear. Exactly like that, you know. So, think of that. Then determine or motivate yourself, you know, to practice Dharma, you know, whatever, meditating, impermanent, or reducing attachment, whatever you practice, you know. Then make strong this intention to practice Dharma, you know.
那么还有就是意志力、自愿力，我们的发心、我们的起心动念都很重要。我们要想到我们的生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，就如水泡沫一样，我们随时都会死亡的，所以我们要有很好的发心。
So like that's the same thing. Then time of the death also very important. You know, power of intention is very important. You know.Then I'll make strong this motivation, you know, from even my part of time, I'll practice. From life to life, whatever I take rebirth, I'll practice. You know, loving kindness, or whatever you practice, used to do something you think useful, so you know that. So then making, again, time after that, making this strong intention, you know, even part of, or even after the rebirth, life to life.You know, I'm able to practice that, you know, making very, very strong, powerful, you know, generating this strong intention in the mind. So very, very important. Then you die with like that, then of course the next life will be better, you know, immediately, even young time. Really, you just the practice Dharma, intention of practicing Dharma just come from your heart, you know, easy, you know, come like that.
同样的这个发愿力，在我们死亡的时候，我们也要有这个发心意志力，说愿我生生世世不管在何处，都能好好的修习佛法，修习慈悲喜舍等这些，不管在哪里，我们都要这样想，愿我生生世世都能够好好修行佛法。那么在我们临终后，我们就可以投身到一个有佛法的地方，我们很年轻的时候就自然而然的会想要去修学佛法。
OK 跑啊啊Not falling asleep, no? 啊？
还好吗？不会打瞌睡吗？
呀，有个 question 呢 ，then you can ask. 啊？
有什么问题吗
？So about what I said, you don't understand, in the, then you ask.
She said, we are tormented by anger, attachment, and ignorance. How do we eradicate all this? Because this brings us a lot of suffering.
Amala question is too big, you know.
问题太深了。
Yeah, so as I mentioned, so one thing is that, you know, meditation on dead and impermanent. Okay, so that's the very, very important. When you really understand that, you know, our life is impermanent.As a water bubble, you know. So, that is very, very powerful, you know, to eradicate all this attachment, anger, or ignorance, ever to eradicate, yeah.
那么其中一个很重要的方法就是要念死无常，常常观修说我们的生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，我们的生命随时都会结束。当我们习惯这样的禅修的时候，自然而然我们的贪嗔痴就会减少。
So just now mentioning about the attachment, so again same thingYou know, when you think yourself, because we're attached, because we believe that our life is like a permanent, long-lasting life, we believe that, you know. So we don't think this like a water bubble, we never think that. We think this like solid, and can live for long time like that, we believe that, you know. So much on that, so based on that, attachment arises, you know.To keep this life, you know, because of that, you know, putting all the effort for this life, you know, because based on believing is like permanent, long-lasting, not like water bubble. We never think that. Then, because of that, we care so much for this life, you know, especially this body, you know.
那为什么我们会有执着呢？其中一个原因就是我们没有念死无常，我们不觉得我们的身体好像水泡沫一样那么脆弱，那么容易消失，我们反而觉得我们的身体很坚固，我不会死啊， 所以因为我们不觉得我们会死，我们觉得我们的生命是很坚固的，所以我们升起很多执着，我们一直去追求这一生快乐的事，我们把我们的精力都放在如何让这一生过得很好，那么这样的话就没有办法好好的去修习佛法。所以呢，念死无常常常关修我们的身体，好像水泡沫一样，就会帮助我们减少我们的执着。
So I mean same thing. If we think our bodies like exactly like a water bubble, if we have this understanding, the real understanding of our bodies like a water bubble, you know, then less attachment, definitely less attachment, you know.
当我们真正的了解我们的身体好像水泡沫一样这么容易消失的时候，我们就不会对我们的身体有所执着。
So like that also anger also like based on attachment the anger arises. So like that, you know, because of the attachment then anything disturb our wishes. Because of attached we wish many thingsWhatever obstruct what you wish to achieve, that we get angry. No? So same thing again. You understand yourself is impermanent. That will reduce the anger too. Yeah.
那么嗔恨愤怒也是由执着所引起的，因为执着，我们会想要得到很多东西。那么当有一些人事物。阻止我们得到我们想要的东西的时候，我们就会升起愤怒嗔恨的心。所以如果我们这个其实也是因为我们觉得我们的人生很坚固，所以我们有执着，我们有愤怒。所以当我们观修我们的身体就好像水泡沫一样无常的时候，我们自然而然的执着愤怒也会减少。
So like that, that is just an ignorance also same thing. You know, when you understand that, you know, when you really understand our life, our body is like a water bubble, you know. When you really understand exactly like that, like a water bubble, any time can disappear like that. When you have this understanding, that kind of thing, then you have the wisdom. You know, you have some wisdom there. So once you wisdom, then of course,You create less negative karma, you know.
那么无明也是一样的。当我们常常观修，了知我们的身体，我们的生命犹如水泡沫的时候，我们就会有升起智慧。我们懂得如何去造善业，而去避免造恶业。所以呢，去观修这个身体。生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，其实也能帮我们对治无明。
So very important that you know meditation and impermanent, you know, so it's extremely important, you know, so that when you meditate, you really meditate impermanent. So that means yourself, you know, object should be yourself. You know, when you think yourself is impermanent.Include your body, yourself. You know, when you really meditate, then there will be less attachment, less anger, less ignorance. So by then less suffering. You know, so that means more happiness.
所以我们要常常观修念死无常。这念死无常的对象，其实就是我们自己。我们要常常思维。我们其实死无定期，我们的生命就好像水泡沫一样，随时都会死去。这样的话，我们就会减少我们的贪嗔痴。
So like that. So again, you have to understand that. You know, I mean, mainly we to attach to our life. So that means based on this body, we attach.So because of that, we create so much negative karma, you know. So then, the time of the death, you know, so time of the death, how much you attach how much you cherish your body, time of the death, the body can't help you at all. You know, you cannot bring together also. You know, so cannot, body cannot help you at all. Cannot bring together. And I have to leave behind like this.
因为我们对我们身体的执着，所以我们造了很多的恶业。但是当我们面临死亡的时候，我们的执着，我们所执着的身体是不能帮助我们的，我们必须把它抛下。如果我们对我们的身体有很大的执着，那么我们临终时候就会有很多痛苦。
The rest, I don't know what can be. Okay? Huh? Yeah, you have a question? Then ask.
还有问题吗?
No more for you, huh? Other one.
可以把问题留给别人吗?
When I ask a question, only she asks. Huh?
只有安迪在问问题哦。
The mother there asking question. She don't want.
Ash, 您的妈妈有问题吗? He's saying, although now we diligently practice good karma like generosity, ethical discipline, but our negative karma is still very strong. So what can we do other than generosity, ethical discipline, purification? Is it by doing it diligently? Because our negative karma is very, very strong. That's Auntie's comment.
You all should be like her, asking questions.
你们大家应该像Auntie一样一直问问题。
Think, ask, you know. She's very good in this shit.
Auntie很好啊,
Think
因为她会想,
ask.
思考然后问问题。 你们大家要向她学习啊。
Most people... Feel paise, ask question, yeah? Shy to ask question, that's all. You have a lot of questions, I know, but you don't want to ask. Yeah?
大家都很害羞哦, 我知道其实, 师父知道大家其实都有很多问题, 但是不好意思问啊, 不要怕, 要勇敢地问啊。
我就是说，比如说轮回，是不是？比如说今世就很多病痛，是不是前世有？ 一些轮回造成今天有这些问题呢？
If this life, one is afflicted with a lot of sickness, is it because due to the karma created in the previous life?
Yeah, so we just now in the foundation, good quality. After the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow, you know. So here, what the Buddha said, you know. So therefore, after the death, so then our body have to leave behind, but our mind go to the next journey. So carry the white karma and black karma we carry and go like that, you know.
那么功德本颂就有提到，迅速即为死魔所摧灭，并且确知黑白业诸果。这就是说，当我们死亡之后，我们的身体会被留下，但是我们的心绪会随着我们转世到下一世。同样的，我们的黑白业，我们的善业恶业的种子也会随着我们投身到下一世去。
So therefore, so whatever, you know, whatever suffering in this life we experience is coming from the negative karma, you know.
所以我们现在所遭遇到的种种痛苦都是由我们的恶业所引起的。
So again, of course, when you talk about karma, of course, some powerful karma can be experience your result even this lifetime. You know, you don't have to wait until next lifetime. Very, very powerful karma. You created this life, you experience immediately.You know, some karma is like that, very powerful karma like that. You experience even within this life. So Buddha mentioned that.
那么佛陀也说到，如果我们造出了一些很强大的业，我们在这一世就能够看到它的结果，我们不需要等到下一世。如果我们所造的业是非常非常强大的话，我们今生就可以看到那个结果。感受到那个结果。
So like that. So then, some karma is not necessary. You create this life, you experience this life, not necessary. So, because of negative karma, of course, once you create negative karma, if you don't purify it, then you won't disappear. Even eon of time, you won't disappear by itself without purification. You know, karma will continue. You know, so like that. Therefore,Some karma, you experience result of negative karma, you experience suffering in the next life, you know, next life, the next life, like that, you know.
那么有些恶业呢是不会在这一生成熟，但是会在下一世成熟。那么如果我们造作了恶业的话，我们又没有去进化的话，它是不会自动消失的，它是随着我们，就算过了几劫的时间，它还是在。那么当它成熟的时候，它就只会带给我们痛苦而已。所有的恶业都会带来痛苦。
Okay, so again, when you say experience next life, not necessarily next life, but I mean can be after 100 lifetime, you know, even some of.Your negative karma, the result you have to experience. You know, if you don't purify even a 100 lifetime, that karma you created before 100 years old, you know, 100 years, 1,000 years ago, you create Nirgama, you experience after 1,000 years time. Buddha said, you know, so once you create Nirgama, you don't purify that. There's no way, you know. You have to, you must experience the result.
所以佛陀也说到，恶业，当我们的恶业成没有净化的时候，它是会成熟的。当然，它可能不一定下一世成熟，它有可能过了100世，或者100年、1000年。但是，只要我们没有去净化它，它就会成熟，成为痛苦。所以佛陀说，这是很重要的。我们所造的恶业，如果没有去净化，它是不会消失，它一定会成为以后我们的痛苦。
Okay, or like that. Yeah. Any other?
其他人还有问题吗？
可是丢人。Don't feel shy. Just
不用害羞。
Doesn't matter. Your question is right or wrong. Doesn't matter. My answer is right or wrong. Or doesn't matter. 啊？
你有问题就尽量问吧。
啊？
哈哈。Okay, Paul. If let's say we want to purify our negative action, right? When we go pilgrimage, how can we do so?How can we do as much as possible when we are at the holy sites? How to develop or generate the motivations to benefit the rest of the session beings or what?
当我们去朝圣的时候，我们要怎么样净化我们的恶业？
So, I mean, the visiting holy place. So, the idea is that when you visit a holy place, but I mean, for me, the most important is to remember why the place is holy.You know, must understand that first.
We 们去朝圣，当我们在这个圣地的时候，一个很重要的事情就是，我们要意念起为什么这个地方这么特别，为什么这个地方是一个圣地。
So, the one thing is that. So like, for example, like Bodh Gaya, that's the place where Buddha get enlightened, for example. So to get enlightened is not easy, you know. So remembering Buddha's life story is one thing, you know, thinking that how much hardship he put to attain the enlightenment, you know. So there's good to remember that one,
比如说菩提迦耶，菩提迦耶是佛陀证悟成佛的地方，那我们到了菩提迦耶的时候，我们就要意念起这些，我们要想起佛陀是怎么成佛的，他的本身的故事，他所经历的种种的劫难，他所面对的困难，他如何去排除这一切而成佛。当然成佛是非常非常的困难的，我们要意念起这一些。
So then you remember that Buddha's life story, how Buddha get enlightened. That's the one important thing to remember them. Another is, of course, Buddha makes so much prayer in that place, you know, to achieve, you know, he makes such a powerful prayer in that particular place while he meditated, while he get enlightened, you know. He makes so much powerful prayer there. So because of that, the prayer, his prayer, his power of the prayer, so that place has some kind of positive energy there, you know.
除了意念起佛陀成佛本身的故事外，我们也可以意念起佛陀所发的愿。他在菩提迦耶成佛的时候，他发了很多的愿，比如说愿所以来到菩提迦耶的地方的人都可以净化恶业。我们要意念起佛陀的这些愿力，因为佛陀发了这些愿，所以菩提迦耶和这些圣地都有很强很强的正面的能量，可以净化我们的恶业。
So then, of course, the power, the place of the power, you know, the place that can receive blessing. But of course, in order to receive power, or in order to receive blessing, yourself also be. You must also yourself must be ready to receive the power.The point is that. So that means oneself going there must be positive. You know, going there with the virtuous mind, with the positive mind. You know, so that's very important. So,
所以圣地本身有很强的正面的能力、加持力和净化力，但是我们去圣地的人也要有那个准备来接受这些加持，我们才会得到利益的。所以当我们去朝圣的时候，我们要带着一个正面的发心，一个正面的心态去这些圣地朝圣，这样我们才能够领受到那些加持。
OK, so the point is that, you know, when you go there, go with your, you know, with the good motivation, you know, then with positive mindThen if you go there, then, you know, your mind is more positive, you know, your mind is more virtuous, you are able to receive the blessing, you know, so like that.
所以我们要带这个正面的发心、正面的心态去朝这些圣地，这样的话我们就会得到圣地和佛陀的加持。
So like that, So best way is that, you know, just be at that place, the present place, whatever you're going, the holy place, like Bodh Gaya, put your mind at that present moment, you know, remembering the Buddha's, you know, a life story, how Buddha put effort to achieve, you know, free from the suffering like that. Then, being your mind there positively, so like that, then inspire yourself to become like Buddha Shakyamuni, quickly like that, you know, like him, how wonderful I become like that. So keeping this strong motivation then whatever you do, you know, with a positive mind, you do circumambulation around the stupa or like that, or you can recite the mantras, or recite sutras, or do meditation, you know.So whole point is that keeping your mind in positive, you know, try to stop any negative thought like that. So that will be, that's the real pilgrimage, you know, then to create the merit also, you know.
所以当我们在朝圣，我们到达圣地的时候，我们要把我们的心安住在当下，也就是说安住在那个圣地那边，我们要在那边意念起佛陀的故事，佛陀所发的愿，然后我们也要发愿说我们要像佛陀一样成佛来利益所有的众生。这样的话呢，我们在圣地里面所做的善业，比如说绕塔经行念咒等等，做大礼拜等等，我们在那边所造的善业就会有很大的加持。那么同时呢，我们也要发愿我们要像佛陀一样去利益所有的众生。
So like that, so most important is that, you know, what you call, receive the blessing from the holy place. So that means your mind is positive there, then you are receiving the blessing, you know, with happy feeling, you know, positive mind. The negative mind doesn't arise there, you know. So then you really receive the blessing from the object, you know. So that's the worthwhile to go to the pilgrimage. The point is that.
那么我们在朝圣的时候，很重要的就是我们要保持一个正面的心态和信念，这才是真正的朝圣。当我们有正面的心态发心的时候，我们就会领受到那个圣地的加持。所以很重要，要让我们朝圣的时候保持开心，保持正面的发心，尽量不要让我们的负面情绪升起。这样的话，我们去朝圣呢，才值得，才真正值得我们去朝圣的那个时间和精力。
So I mean, just example. I mean, when you think of Bodh Gaya, you know, when you are there, then thinking Buddha Shakyamuni get enlightened in that particular place. Think the Buddha Shakyamuni in your mind. Then you do prostration, you know, even you make one prostration, you know, with your meditation. Then it's become very, very powerful purification practice, you know.
所以说，我举个例子，比如我们在菩提迦耶的时候，我们意念起释迦牟尼佛，然后我们意念起释迦牟尼佛，我们做大礼拜，这样就算我们只拜一拜，也可以净化了我们很多很多的恶业。
So again, I mean, of course, even one procession, you know, how well you do, so depend on that.You create different type of, I mean, different amount of merit in how well you do, you know.
如果我们能够好好这样的观修释迦牟尼佛和做大礼拜的话，我们就可以净化很多恶业和累积很多的善业。
So the point is here, so I'm saying, if you do one procession,You know, thinking Buddha Shakyamuni, when you put your palm together, putting on your, you know, placing on your pole, on the head, you know, so that then, you know, thinking the Buddha's, the body's quality, you know, then making a strong aspiration, intention, may I able to achieve Buddha's body like that. Put your palm together and on the head like that. Then also think same time, then you think, purify all the negative karma that you accumulate from the body, are totally purified like that. You know, then you put your palm together on the pole, on the head like that, you know, with this meditation, you know.
当我们做大礼拜的时候，我们把我们的手合掌放在头顶的时候，我们要想发愿，愿我能够成就佛陀的身体，得到比如佛这样庄严的身体。同时我们也要 去观想，愿我这个大礼拜净化我身体所造的一切恶业，这样做大礼拜就会有很大的净化能力。
So then, second, when you put your palm together on the throat, you know, so there's just the throat there, then also you think that. Just put that, then you think that, meditate, you know, purifying all the negative karma, that great from your speech are totally purified. You really think, you think like that, you meditate that. Then also, same time, you make a strong prayer, a strong motivation or intention, you know, to.In future, able to have like Buddha's speech, like exactly Buddha's, the pleasant speech, you know, able to help sentient beings, you know, so like that, able to achieve that, you know, with this strong motivation like that, you know, put your palm together and the throat like that.
当我们合掌放在我们的喉间的时候，我们要去想去观修。愿这样能够净化我一切语的恶业，同时我们也要发愿，用很强的心去发愿说，愿我以后能够成就佛陀的语的功德，愿我的语就像佛陀的语言一样，可以利益一切众生，可以悦耳动听，帮助到所有的众生，以这样的心态去发愿。
So then, then when you put your palm together at your heart level, so then you think about that all the negative karma that created from your mind is totally purified, you know. So do that meditation. Then again, you know, in future, be able to achieve Buddha's, the, what you call the wisdom, you know, the wisdom mind, or that,called wisdom truth body like that, able to achieve that in the future, you know, able to know every sentient being's mind clearly and help them according to their wishes, able to subdue their mind. So like that, able to achieve that kind of Buddha's mind, you know. So thinking like that, you know, then you put two palms together at your heart.
当我们双手合掌放在心间的时候，我们要去观修，愿我所有意的恶业都被净化掉，同时也发愿，愿我以后能够成就佛陀的法身，就如佛陀的法身一样，遍知一切众生的根器心态，以及可以了解如何好好的帮助每一个众生去成就佛陀的果位，要发这样的愿。
So like that, so think like that, you know. Then you bow down, you know, like touch your two knee, touch your two hand, the palm on the ground, the knee touch on the ground, then touch your forehead on the ground. So like that, that's the 5 point touching on the ground. That's the short.A short prostration, you can do that. So idea is that, you know, then totally, you know, respect, you know, your body, mind, speech, totally respect to the Buddha, like that, you know, bow down to the Buddha's feet, like that, you know, really from your heart, respect how wonderful he is, you know, I want to be like that, you know. So something like that, idea is that.
然后我们做大礼拜的时候，我们把身体的额头、肩膀和膝盖都动到地上去礼拜佛，这是代表我们用我们的身与意去敬拜、礼赞佛。同时，我们也要想，愿我以后能够成就如同佛陀一样的身与意。
Okay, so like that. I mean, again, how well you do.You know, really, I mean, your heart move, you know, your heart move like that. Even you do one procession, your heart move, you know. So much devotion, faith, you know, so much positive in your mind, you know. So like that, that's the important, you know. So that much you purify your negative karma, that much you create the virtues, you know.
如果当我们做这样做大礼拜，能够触动到我们的心，我们能够升起真正的信心的时候，这样就能够净化很大很大我们很多的恶业。
So like that, so, so of course also there's, I mean, there's some people prostration also, there's some mantra to recite. If you want to do, then by reciting these different mantras, your prostration even do one, then become 1,000, you know, that kind of benefit. You get that, so those are good to, you know, find the mantra, then you want to do prostration, then you find the mantra, people prostration, you recite that mantra, then you do prostration, then, you know, even you do one prostration, like equaling doing 1,000 times like that, because power of the mantra, you know.
同时有一些咒语可以加强我们做大礼拜的功德，有些咒语念了之后，就算我们做一下，我们也可以累积1,000下的功德。所以我们在做大礼拜之前，可以去找出这些咒语，可以念诵这些咒语，然后我们再做大礼拜，这样就对我们很有很大的帮助。
So like that, then of course, again, that's, I mean, if we know about the procession, of course, then you can visualize, you know, countless, you know, all your rebirth, you know, from beginning's rebirth up to now.We take so many, the countless number of the rebirth. Then also going to take another countless rebirth. You know, you can imagine all this rebirth you have taken, going to take, remember that. You know, so that all the poem of human body, all this, then thinking that they all recite the mantra same time, and thinking all doing prostration same time to Buddha like that.So, with this meditation, then of course you create much more merit, you know.
我们做大礼拜的时候，我们可以观想说，我们从古始以来所有的转世，及我们未来以后无量无数的所有转世，都以这个人生在和我跟我们一起在做大礼拜，这样的话，我们就可以累积很大很大的功德。
So like that, you know, circumlation like that, then doing circumlation, and making prostration, doing circumlation, and making offering, and doing meditation, reciting sutra, whatever you feel comfortable, you know, whatever you feel, you know. So create the merit much as possible when you go to the holy place, you know. So this way then, that much native karma is purified, you know.
我们在朝圣的时候就要尽量以这样的观修，然后去绕塔诵经做大礼拜念咒等等，这样就能净化我们很多很多的恶业，同时也为我们累积很多很多的功德。所以朝圣的时候就要尽量做这些事情。
OK, so like that, so I don't know, yeah, not like the tourists, you know.Going like tourists then.
不要好像游客一样去观光。
I mean, you see holy place maybe, but you don't create that much merit. You know, I mean, you create merit, but not much as you meditate, you know. You really want to do well, then must, your mind must be there, present. Otherwise, just seeing holy objects, okay, good, but you know, you want to do more, then of course you must.To the meditation and the prayer is important, so you, then you create more merit.
如果你只是好像游客一样去观光，虽然你看到这些圣地圣物宝塔，你也有一定的功德，但是如果你能把你的心安住在那个地方，安住在当下，去做刚才师父所教的思维的话，那么你所得到的功德将会是很大很大的。
Okay, so I think I remember I don't know some year ago. I mean, we have retreat in Kapan, a Singapore group. So after that retreat, we went to go to Baudanath Stupa circumambulation. So I make the rule for them you know, because around the stupa, stupa's middle, when you go right, then your right hand, no, left hand side, stupa is here, when you go around, left hand side is all the shopping center. No? This is shopping, this is stupa. You're going there. So I say, at least you go three rounds, your eyes only this right side, no left side. Like so I said that I make joke for them, I want to make this horse up. This one, you know, horse? Eye cover, what you call this one cover, this is the only front. So I want to buy for them like that, you know.
师父就说有一年他带新加坡团去尼泊尔科盘寺去闭关的时候，那么师父就带这些我们新加坡人去绕他，那个尼泊尔的塔，那么这个塔就他的塔在中间，但是他的周围都是商店，也就是说你的右边是塔，左边是商店，那么师父就下一个规定说， 我们一定要绕塔三圈过后才可以向左看，就好像那个马一样，还要遮住我们的左边的眼睛，然后就只是专注在那个绕塔，绕了三圈才可以去 shopping 去买你喜欢的东西这样。
So like that, but I told them three times, but the left, when you look that right and left, the left side is much powerful, you know, your eyes just go like that. No? I told them, but eyes just go like that, you know, cannot stop. You know?
虽然师父是这么说，但是左边商店的诱惑实在是太强了，所以我们很自然的就会向左看。
So that is how we live our life in shopping life, you know. All everybody likes so much shopping, but there's nothing to buy, but still they like so much. And after that there's nothing to buy, but still your eyes not here, but most of time here.
其实这个就是我们其实就是这样子过生活的，我们就是很喜欢这种世俗的东西去购物啊这种，但其实是没有什么好买的。
So like that, so I make, you know, three rounds, I say only this side. Look your eye this side too. After them, you're up to you, you know. So I make sure they do three times with eye this side, you know.
所以师父就命令我们说，一定要至少转三圈的塔，把我们的注意力都放在右边的塔上面。绕了三圈之后，那么你要做什么就是你自己决定啊。Yeah,
but their mind already go their side, I don't know. But at this eye is this side, mind already their side, I don't know.
虽然师父是这样讲，叫我们把右眼专注在塔，但是很多人的心已经被左边的购物场所勾引去了。
So
she said, if we have a knee problem, we cannot do full-length prostration, how should we prostrate? By just standing?
Okay. So I mean, simple, I mean, you can stand, you just put your palm together on the forehead, you know, and the throat, at the heart, you know, three places, you can do that, you know, that consider as the prostration also, you know, thinking the Buddha, Buddha's body, speech, mind, you know, you place three places, you know, like that. So mainly, I mean, that prostration can be done from the heart, from the mind, come speech, from the body, you know, prostration can be three different types, you know, prostration.
我们站着也是可以做大礼拜的，我们可以把我们的手放在我们的额头、合掌，放在额头、喉咙跟心间，同时我们要意念佛的身与意，这样子也算作是大礼拜。那么 做礼拜其实有三种，可以用身，可以用语，也可以用意去做大礼拜，去做礼拜。那么师父讲，主要的礼拜其实是用我们的意，我们的心。
OK, so can put here like this good enough. If you need cannot, then just put your palm together. It's considered doing prostration. Yeah.
那么如果真的是不能脚痛不能做礼拜的话，就算只是合掌这样子放出，然后用心去意念佛，也算是礼拜。
So like that, also this mentioned, you know, when you do the short prostration or long prostration, whatever you do, when you go down, touch your, the pie point in the ground, two knee, palm, head, touching the ground, then some people stay there a long time. So they say, it's not good, you know, you rest there, you know, like that, you know, I mean, rest there like that, you know, that's...It's not good, they said, you know, you touch ground, immediately stand up quickly as possible. Don't sit there a long time like that.
那么有些人做礼拜，不管是大礼拜、五体投地，还是做比较短的礼拜的时候，他们习惯把，他们把手、额头跟脚动到地上的时候，他们习惯在地上那边趴很久啊，有点像在休息。那么这其实师父说其实这是不好的，我们要一动到地上之后就要快点马上起来。
OK, so if you, the point is that you stay there too long, you know, like resting, you know, your mind become dull, resting, sleeping, that is not good sign, you know, so immediately wake up.So that's important.
那么重点就是我们趴在地上很久的时候，我们有可能会变得很昏沉，好像变成在休息一样。那么这其实并不是一个很好的征兆，我们要快点马上醒来，所以要马上的站起来。
Yeah, so the point is that, you know, when you bow down, you're like resting, you know, like lazy, you know, that kind of feeling, then you know, then you may create negative karma to reborn as an animal like that, you know. So like that, you're lazy and, you know, your mind is not enthusiastic, you know. Then just resting like that, then danger, you know, creating cause to the lower realm like that, you know.
如果我们趴下去太久，好像在休息这样的话，那么我们的头脑会变，我们的心会变得很昏沉，很懒惰懒散。这样的话呢，有可能会为我们造下恶业，让我们投身到畜生道去。
So point is that, you know, so whatever you do, the Dharma practice, we do it enthusiastic, you know, do prostration, you know, then wake up immediately.You rest there, you become lazy like that. So point is that you shouldn't be that. So immediately get up, you know, with the enthusiastic, you know.
重点就是我们要以精进、勤奋的心去做大礼拜，而不是懒惰、懒散的心，比如趴下去休息，觉得很懒这样。我们一定要很精进的去做这些大礼拜。
So I don't know. I saw one text like that, you know, what call this?I don't know how accurate, but I don't know. The, what call? They give an example. I don't know. Wa is made pox. Pox. Animal pox. When they vomit, you know, like that. Immediately up like that, you know. So they give that kind of example. Like vomiting the pox. Pox vomiting.Like that, fuck, immediately after that, he don't stay there, you know, after that.
那么师父好像在一个经典看到比喻，就是说狐狸啊，狐狸它呕吐的时候，它是这样呕吐，但是它呕吐完了马上就起来，它不会在那边低着头很久的，它马上就把头抬起来了。
So also this, I mean, of course, just making prostration though, holy object to the Buddha Shakyamuni, of course you you don't take a lower rank, you know, benefit that. Then you do touch the ground, then quickly stand up. So the because of the this depending, I don't know, depending of the your action, so also then even you take rebirth in the lower rank, immediately you are able to get out from there, you know. So there's some kind of significant there. Explain that, yeah.
那么当我们对释迦牟尼佛做礼拜的时候，我们也会因为这样而不会掉恶趣。但是如果我们能够做到礼拜，一下去就马上站起来的话，因为这个缘起啊，就算我们掉到二道，我们也会很快的就从二道里投身到上去。
Okay, so I mean that's the like that, but I mean when you put your palm together down, you touch there, your mind is in meditation, very alert then, I mean not so much issue there, but the point is you're lazy, then resting then not good. The point is that you must get up. You know, of course your mind is so alert, even like that your meditation then. Not too bad.
我们做大礼拜，我们拜的时候，我们的保持很精进，很醒觉的心，我们的心要很清楚的知道观想释迦牟尼佛，这样的话还比较安全。但是如果我们下去的时候，我们的心是很昏沉、很懒惰、很累的话呢，我们要马上站起来。
Okay, like that. Especially you know how to do long prostration, then when you do long one, then you are flat, you know, then very comfortable you sit there. Like after you don't want to wake up immediately, you know, like, you know, your mind is already relaxing there, you know, like don't want to wake up again. So that's the point, you know, become lazy. So that creates not good rebirth, you know. So that's the idea is that you should immediately wake up, you know, stand up like that. So,
no.
So he shall, so he shall
fall asleep if he lie down. So,
like that. So this must be mindful on that, you know. When you go like that, you feel tired, then sometimes you just rest, then sometimes you fall asleep also, you know. Then not good.
如果我们懂得做大礼拜的时候，于是我们躺下去，因为太累太舒服了，我们会睡着。这个其实是很不好的，因为它这样为我们种下我们会投身到畜生道的种子。所以我们要马上一下去就要站起来，保持警觉，保持清醒的心。
There's a three-step one bow in the Bright Hills. So I join every year. So when there's three steps, then the bow we going down that time. We follow the timing, there's the music time. So when you bow down, actually the time that I'm resting there, I'm doing visualization. Is it okay for that or not? Means a short while we're doing visualization when staying down there. Then when the bell ding, then we come up.
I think for Chinese Mahayana, right, when we bow down and then we open up our palms, we are visualizing that we are holding the offering lotus to the Buddha or something like that. So there's a different visualization, and in fact, in Chinese Mahayana, it's good that you bow, you stay there as long as possible, I think.
在华人佛教，比如在光明山散步一拜的时候，因为我们要跟着那个音乐，跟着那个旋律去拜，所以我们没有办法马上站起来。那么这时候呢，这位师姐就做一些观想啊，观想啊。 供养释迦牟尼佛鲜花还是什么这样？那么请问这样是可以的吗？
They said long, you can stay there long as possible.
No, it's a short while.
Short while, not long as possible.
No, no, no.
Huh? How short? They said quickly. I have haven't seen that. So how long? You have some time there? You stand, go down, the time? Ding, then go down. Ding, then go up.
他是跟着那个钟敲钟，我们就要下拜下去，然后在敲钟，我们才会站起来的。
好的。
I think I supplement, because the ground is the road actually. When you bow down, it's actually very pain, so it's not really resting. It's quite uncomfortable when you bow down in the bright hill, because it's the road outside, and the ground is very rough.
So
cannot fall asleep. It's too pain already. You just want to stand up.
So I mean, I mentioned point is that you don't become lazy. Then okay, the point is that you know shouldn't be lazy there, resting there. So that's not good. Of course, your mind is pressed a lot then.
那么师父说的重点就是，只要我们不要昏沉，不要打瞌睡，那么就还好。那么其实光明山的地是蛮粗的，你拜下去的时候是蛮痛的，你应该不会想要睡觉吧？
So I don't know what to say that. I was saying something, huh? Ale, oh, what I was thinking to say something then forgot, huh? Ale, ale. So, if whether you're okay, I mean, one of the Sunday, one of the month, the last Sunday, the class was thinking to change in morning, 10, yeah, 10:30, yeah. One of the last Sunday, 1 month, the last Sunday, the 3 will be afternoon same. The last Sunday, we change in morning, 10 o'clock. 10:30. If you all okay?
Huh? One
Sunday one. Because afternoon I have some other class, so I couldn't make it. So maybe we do morning.
如果我们每一个月的最后一个星期天换去早上十点半，那么大家可以吗？
可以吗？可以吗？OK. 可以吗 ？OK, then what else now? Okay, I think that's it. Okay, stop here. Yeah.
好吧，今天到此为止。
The dedication, yeah.
我们来做回向，第32页。这个本质的第32页，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，为身令其速升起，以身令其不退转，辗转增上恒之长。34页，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。那么下一个星期还是一点半，只不过两个星期后，也就是30号，这个班将会换去早上十点半。So next week will still be at 1:30, but the following Sunday, the 30th, you'll be 10:30 in the morning.